The gals are conflicted out there about Hillary. They really don't like her, but it's just not right to say so or to think so. Let me read you some excerpts of this. The most appealing thing about Hillary Rodham Clinton has always been her enemies, who often seem not in their right minds, screaming that she is a murderer and calling her names like her thinness. Her enemies make you want to like her. Yet in, have you ever heard of that, her thinness? I've never heard of that term for Hillary, and I don't know who's accusing her of murdering anybody. Anyway, yet in interviews across the country with women of all ages, races, income brackets, and points of view, one of the rare patches of common ground was skepticism about the first female presidential contender with a serious shot at it. Over 18 months, I traveled to 20 states, listening to women speak at length about what they care about, what drives them crazy as they look toward the presidential election in 08. I ought to like her, many of the strongest Democrats among them said, but on no other matter did left, right, and center converge as on the view best summed up as anybody but Hillary, to the point that I began to dread the mention of her name because it meant we would probably not get around to talking about anything else that day. All of which runs contrary to the accepted narrative of this election cycle, which is that it's women who are leading the charge for Mrs. Clinton's candidacy. Polling, which is at this point still mainly measures name ID, certainly shows a far more mixed picture for Mrs. Clinton where female voters are concerned. This is no mist. Look at the female candidate in France. Ségolène.